Hello and welcome to the Slow Home Podcast. This is the podcast all about slow living in a fast-paced world. My name is Brooke McCallery.
My name is Ben McCallery and welcome to episode 256, where we are continuing our month of mindfulness.
Mini-mindfulness moments.
Yeah. Last week, we looked at single tasking.
Yeah.
Looking at
the details and what do we call it? Mindful attention.
Mindful attention.
Observation.
Yeah, which was good. I liked it.
Good. Way to sing its praises.
It was good. We're going to, this week, look at something a little bit more broader.
Mm-hmm.
And it has both an input and an output, which I quite like.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like the benefit is very external, not only to yourself, but others around you.
Sure, yeah.
And that is gratitude.
Developing an attitude of gratitude.
How to cultivate and meditate gratitude.
Right. Well, it's really about using gratitude as a tool for creating mindfulness.
Yeah, exactly.
Particularly in a busy period in life, in a stressful period in life, when if you're anything like me, previously, stressful periods would see me spiraling. Mm. Like I would be stressed.
And gratitude is the first to go.
Absolutely. That's when I shift into negative thinking. I shift into fear-based thinking and anxiety and, you know, envy and resentment and bitterness and all like discontentment, all of these negative feelings that they themselves create more negative thoughts. And I spiral.
Yeah.
Or I used to spiral when I was stressed and you know, overwhelmed.
Mm.
And that would inevitably make those periods of stress and busyness far worse.
Yeah.
Gratitude is another tool that you can use in a minute a day that has incredible benefits.
It has incredible benefits.
Like genuinely incredible.
Yeah, it's insane. Gratitude is a life changer.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get into why. All right, I guess the first question when it comes to gratitude is, what is it? Like, what is actual gratitude? And is it different to saying just like thank you for something?
Well, I think it's...
Is it different to having manners?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, where does manners stop, good manners stop and gratitude start?
Well, I think they can be the same thing.
Okay.
If you are someone who has good manners and you thank somebody in a genuine way, that is also being well-mannered and having gratitude.
Yeah.
Like they don't have to, they're not mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. But just because someone is polite or just because someone says thank you or holds the door open for you on your way or whatever, just because they do that doesn't mean that they are actually a grateful person.
Okay.
You know, you can have good manners and be very entitled at the same time.
Because we're going to get into this thing that keeps on coming up when we have planned this podcast is general gratitude, like on a very macro level of having gratitude, and then the difference to really specific and details around what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
That's where the benefit comes in.
Yes. So that's more what we're going to focus on.
We're
going to
look at that.
Specific, granular, particular moments of gratitude rather than what I think gratitude often gets mistaken for, which is like rose-coloured glasses.
That's what I was trying to get at. Like, you know,
people kind of scoff at that because they're like, well, that's not going to stop me from having a crappy day at work.
Exactly.
You know, my parents are ageing or my dad's sick or something. My dog got hit by a car. Positive thinking isn't going to fix any of those stresses in our lives.
Yeah.
But gratitude, which I think is much more aligned with what you were saying, which is getting thankful for very specific good things in our life, even things that we would quite often gloss over because we're on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't dive deep into the things that are worth our gratitude.
Mm.
That's where the benefit lies, I think. So we're not looking at the positive thinking, rah-rah, everything's wonderful, rose-colored glasses club.
Yep.
That's like, that is a genuine valid philosophy for people moving through life, yeah, and it works for a lot of people, but that's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
We're talking about using it as a tool for developing mindfulness, even in amidst of a stressful period in life,
mm,
or a busy period in life.
Mm.
But I think that's a important distinction.
We need to make that distinction straight up. Yep. So I guess then the next step is, well, how do you express gratitude? Or what are some practices,
mm-hmm,
of gratitude?
Well, I think there's lots of different ways, and probably the most common and commonly derided form of practicing gratitude is keeping a gratitude journal. And that is one that I think in magazine articles that are talking about the power of positive thinking and things, people say to keep a gratitude journal.
Mm.
It's not something that I have done on any kind of regular basis, like as a standalone practice.
Mm.
But it is something that I have incorporated over the years into my journaling. It's something that I've incorporated into brain dumping when that was part of my daily rhythm. So it...
Which we're going to look at next week. So we're not going to concentrate on journaling, yes, and gratitude journaling. I, for one, have never heard the term gratitude journaling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's a thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful because essentially what it does is encourage people to develop a practice of that awareness, that mindfulness about the things that we can be grateful for. Not that we should, but that we can be grateful for. So essentially it's just writing a list every day. Some people keep a blackboard in their, like a chalkboard in their kitchen, and everyone adds something to be grateful for every day. That's another way of doing it. And all it is encouraging you to call to mind something worth being grateful for.
Okay.
So that's one way of doing it.
Yep. What about a thank you note? Is that gratitude?
Of course.
But what about the thank you notes? You know, we've all got them and we've all probably written one where it's like, thank you. For example, we're staying in an Airbnb at the moment. You write a note saying, thanks for letting us borrow your house for a week.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much benefit that's going to give you. Like, that's manners, I think, to get back
to. That's manners, yeah. So what then takes it to the next level?
Okay, get thoughtful. Take the time to intentionally pick up on something that the host of this Airbnb has done that we are grateful for.
For example,
thank you for providing us with coffee and biscuits. That was such a thoughtful touch and it meant that we could arrive and relax.
Didn't have to go to the shops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for soft linens. Thank you for creating a home that feels so warm and inviting. You know, just take a moment to get deeper. I think gratitude is probably going to give you some kind of benefit, even if you keep it surface level.
Yeah.
I do. You know, that well-meaning, good intentions, goodwill, all that sort of stuff.
I don't. When we look really at the research and the real specific research, I think that real surface level gratitude, you actually don't experience.
Right. Well, it's autopilot.
Yeah.
So that's probably part of the reason that a lot of people push back against this idea of gratitude, and particularly gratitude journaling, because they think that's what it is. You just write a list of, I'm thankful for my house. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for the food in my tummy.
Exactly. Like,
great.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing to acknowledge. But when you're on autopilot, that's not mindfulness, right? That's just ticking a box. That's
exactly
doing a thing that you think you should be doing. You're not actually engaged with why you're doing it.
Mm.
So taking time to write the host a letter, specifically thanking them for one thing, I think goes a lot further than autopilot mode.
Yeah, so thank you notes are great, and they're two-way too. So they not only make you feel better, but they make the other person feel better as well. What about, and this is something that I've uncovered with some research, is thanking someone mentally. What do you think about that? Like the equivalent of a thank you note, but not writing it down, just having the thank you note in your head.
Well, I mean, it's like loving kindness meditation, isn't it? And the person or the people that you extend loving kindness to in meditation may not be aware that you're doing it.
True.
But the benefit is personal to you. And it probably does extend to those people in a more indirect way. You know, you might be more empathetic. You might be kinder to them in interactions.
Mm.
But I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the research says about it. But I feel
it's like doing half the job.
But it depends what your point is.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sit there and say, I am grateful for Ben who has chosen to turn up in every conceivable way over the past 3 months.
Every podcast.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I could. So that, and that then makes me more aware of how grateful I am for you and your decision to turn up. And so then you will
display that.
Correct. But you don't know that I'm grateful to you. So I think they're two different things.
Mm, they are. They are.
But I think they're both beautiful.
They both work, but I think the benefit, and we'll get onto the actual, like, scientifically proven benefit shortly. The benefit is in that two-way, basically gratitude is just a form of love, I think.
Yeah. See, I actually tend to think that, for me, the benefit is greater going the other way. If I'm sitting quietly in my thoughts of gratitude, that then actually affects my behaviour in a more direct way.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I totally get it, and I see that benefit. But I just think that how much more strong is it to actually communicate that gratitude?
Yeah, I think...
In an outwardly external way.
I think, again, they're two different things. I think the benefit, as you say, in that particular case, is two-way.
Mm.
And maybe that improves or increases the bonds of friendship or intimacy because you have taken the time and made yourself vulnerable to thank that person for a specific thing that you're very grateful for. And that matters.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, if I sit in gratitude, even just for a moment a day, and I become grateful, again, for something you've done or for something one of the kids has said, to me that develops more empathy and love and compassion.
Agree.
In a way that is different to me telling them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not worse or better, just different. So I think all of that to say, there's probably room for both.
Mm.
And if you're looking, sorry.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of vulnerability in gratitude as well.
Yeah, I agree.
That external gratitude, like you actually have to, because you're digging deep into like the emotions of how you're feeling and why you're feeling like that. And the day-to-day living, you don't tend to do that a lot. And I just think that there's a vulnerability out there. You're putting yourself out there, and that person, that thing that you're feeling gratitude for, I think they realize how much time and energy has gone into you realizing that.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just thinking about that.
That's what we're here for. To think about stuff like that.
Right, we got caught up there. So what are some other forms of gratitude?
You can use technology in much the same way that you have just suggested,
yeah,
but make it a practice. Mm-hmm. So I read an article that said, use technology, connection technology, 3 times a week to tell someone something that you're grateful for about them.
Mm-hmm.
So you, 3 times a week, you send text messages, one to your sister, one to your dad, one to your best mate, and say something. They tell them something that you're grateful for about them. I think that's beautiful because that's going more into the two-way external gratitude that means that you as an individual get to focus on the things that you are grateful for in those people,
mm-hmm,
but they then know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way of doing it.
Yep.
But also I think that you could write that thank you note to yourself.
Mm.
You could make a list of things about yourself that you're grateful for. Because, again, I don't know, there's probably a few people listening who are a lot like me. It's a lot easier to be critical of yourself.
Oh, much, much easier to be critical than yourself rather than give yourself a pat on the back.
Yeah, so you could develop that. And I have actually done that quite a bit on this trip, particularly the last couple of months, as my self-esteem has taken a real buffeting, putting myself out there most days, doing media, doing events. Sure. That's a vulnerable thing for me and it's tough. And my self-esteem really took a beating because of it. And I think it's mostly because my tendency is to go critical rather than positive.
Yeah.
But I forced myself during journaling to write a list of things that I should be proud of. And it had a huge benefit
huge
to everything, really. So that's another way of doing it. I mean, but it also could be as simple as the beginning of your work day. You're writing your to-do list of three things, three tasks that you want to get done in your work day. And at the same time, write three things you're grateful for.
Mm.
Or in your lunch break, before you start eating, think of one thing that you're grateful for from that morning. Mm. Before you go to bed at night, jot down two things that you're grateful for.
Yep.
And or something else that we do most nights at the dinner table is ask the kids what the best part of their day was. And that gets them to switch into this mode of gratitude, paying attention to the good things, positive thinking, you know, flipping the script, even if they've had a bad day. What's one thing that you're grateful for? What's one thing that was great about your day? And then we also, though, I think this is an interesting counter to that. What was one thing that wasn't great about your day?
Yeah. Because that then shines a light on the gratitude even more.
Exactly.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
So I think being able to find something to be grateful for, even on the worst day, is such a skill. And it's a skill and a tool and a practice that is very undervalued, I think.
Mm.
Put yourself in the position of one of the worst days of your life. Maybe you've lost a family member. Maybe you've been in a car accident. Maybe you've got an awful diagnosis.
Yeah.
Imagine finding a moment, like a micro moment of something to be grateful for in that day. And it really does run counter to the way we grieve and the way that we receive bad news and disappointment and all those other things. Because it's sort of like we feel like finding something to be grateful for in the darkest of times invalidates the struggles or the difficulties. And
yeah, exactly.
I can understand why we think that. And yeah. I'm sure I've been guilty of that thinking myself, but it also gives perspective.
Mm.
There, like, no day is a complete wash if you choose to find something to be grateful for, even if that something to be grateful for is breath in my lungs.
Yeah.
Like my heart is broken.
Yeah.
My body is broken. I've lost someone I love, but I'm still breathing.
Mm.
If you get as dark as, you know, as horrible as a day can get.
Yeah. And I've got love in my life because these people care about me. They've come to visit me. They've da, da, da. You know, you just take that and make it really specific to you. So we'll get onto the actual benefits of that soon. But just before we move on, like we've done with previous weeks, lion's breath, you know, your body scans last week. So what is the gratitude? What is the, while practice. We've been traveling, what's the practice for you? The one example that you have that you are doing on a regular basis during this time?
Savoring the good moments.
Okay.
Drinking them in.
Mm.
You know, if we have been on the road all day.
Yep.
And we're tired. We've been in hotels for a few nights. Like we're all just a bit wrung out.
Mm.
Yet we find a park on the drive and we go pick up some sandwiches and we sit in the park and we eat those sandwiches. Like I savor those moments.
Yep.
And I think I've become much better at making those moments really count.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I look back on the day, I don't think about the crabby feelings that we all had by the end of an 8-hour drive. I think about that 20-minute break where we sat in the sun.
Right, yeah.
Or I think about when we were eating dinner and everyone was tired and over it, but someone made a joke and we laughed.
Mm.
And I remember, like, I look at the faces of everyone I'm with and I drink it in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, again, not to belabor the point, but it is just paying attention and choosing, like actively choosing to do that, I guess, wrapped up in the idea of gratitude. I'm choosing to be grateful now. Choice is probably the key word there. I'm choosing to be grateful now. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. So what are some of the scientific benefits, I guess, of gratitude?
They're actually pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I think one of the first ones is the improvements that gratitude has on our physical health, which was surprising to me. I could understand mental health and well-being, but physical health was phenomenal.
Right.
So people who are grateful experience fewer aches and pains. And they also report that they feel healthier than other people. But not only do they report that they feel healthier, but they generally actually are healthier. So yeah. They typically exercise more often
mm-hmm.
than people who don't practice gratitude or who aren't grateful.
Mm.
They also are far more likely to attend regular checkups with their doctor, which of course then contributes to further longevity. And they are often shown to live longer than people who don't have a practice of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
That's huge.
I mean, even just the aches and pains thing,
yeah.
let alone everything else.
Yeah. Gratitude also opens other levels in relationships.
Okay.
Because I will say that being grateful for your partner
mm-hmm.
and what they do and telling them that opens other channels for communication on really deep levels.
Right. Is that related to like awareness and reflection?
It is.
And empathy and compassion.
All those then relate, all those benefits, all those things, they're not benefits, all those factors that you just talked about, all those then tap into being grateful.
Right.
Because you've got to check in with yourself about it all. And you've got to really think about, right, what am I actual... So, for example, what am I actually grateful for you at the moment? And on the surface level, it's like, writing a book that has, you know, generated enough interest that we get to explore the world while, you know, living in new places and, you know, going on fantastic journeys and meeting new people. Like, that's all because of you. And so I'm grateful for you for opening those doors and enabling us to live like this. Like, I'm really grateful. But I could take that even further and just say, how proud I am of you, of doing that. How proud I am of you putting yourself out there emotionally. And, you know, when you're doing author talks and book tour events, how proud of I am of you of being able to do that day in, day out, make yourself fragile and opened and being able to help people. And so... You can really go really deep on it, and, mm-hmm. and that's just checking in with, like you said, empathy. It's checking in with your feelings, your really deep feelings that we all feel, but we just don't do it enough. And so for me, expressing this, then it then opens up other conversations we can have. And we regularly do this.
We do.
It also helps with intimacy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Being grateful for your partner, I think, enhances intimacy.
Well, just feeling seen, feeling appreciated, feeling...
Yeah, and going back to this, what I'm talking about, gratitude is closely related to love.
Right.
Because I really believe it is, because it's another form of love language.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be closely related to any kind of love. It can be romantic love.
Exactly,
it can be
exactly.
Love between a parent and a child.
All that.
Yeah. It can be, but it can also be like a very broad approach of loving your community,
yeah.
loving strangers on the street, you know, yeah. having that softness.
Mm. So I think gratitude and relationships, extremely important. And growth in relationships doesn't happen unless you have a great deal of gratitude. Because when does an acquaintance become a friend?
I can't give you a short answer on that.
Neither can I. But I'm just trying to think. Like, the deeper friendships that you have, I think, are related to being grateful for that other person.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So we've got gratitude impacts our relationships.
Hmm.
Gratitude impacts our physical health.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's probably slightly more expected. But gratitude improves our psychological health yep. as well. Proven.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces a huge range of toxic emotions, things like envy and resentment and frustration and regret and dissatisfaction and discontent, and all these things that, again, I have found myself spiraling into when life gets busy or overwhelming or hard. It's easier for me to dive headfirst into those negative emotions. Gratitude is the antidote to that. Mm. It's like, okay, yeah, you can be over here pissed off. Absolutely, you're allowed to. But over here, look at these three incredible, miraculous, tiny, wonderful things that you have to be grateful for. And it flips things around. It turns things upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no way that I can maintain that level of anger or bitterness or resentment or envy or any of those negative toxic emotions when I am faced with these three miraculous things. Those feelings are still there, and it's not like a cure-all, but it reduces them. And I think as a result of reducing them, it then allows us to build awareness, self-reflection, and resilience.
Yeah.
And perspective.
Yep.
I mean, right there.
What more?
Exactly.
This is a cracker. Grateful people sleep better.
Hmm.
So this study found that if you jot down, at the end of the day, you're just jotting down things that you're grateful for, you know, what basically grateful things that happened during the day, you are more likely to sleep better and for longer.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. Okay, so there's a practice right there for people who are like, I don't have time to meditate. I don't get any enjoyment from this lion's breath, or, you know, I haven't been able to tap into that revelation of detail-oriented observation. Instead of any of those things, have a notepad next to your bed.
Yep.
You get into bed at the end of the day, you're ready for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Write down three things that you're grateful for.
Mm.
Then go to sleep.
Mm.
Do that for a week.
Yeah, just test that.
Just experiment.
Yeah.
I mean, what a beautiful, simple, positive experiment to do that will take like a minute.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Because you could be grateful for the way your dog looks into your eyes. You could be grateful for the sun coming out this afternoon.
Mm.
You could be grateful for the bees in the garden.
Having a comfortable bed to sleep in that night. Like, it can be so like that.
Absolutely.
And imagine that positive mindset you have just before you go to sleep. Just how that would impact your sleep. I mean, it's not surprising.
No. And the other one that I wanted to finish on, because for me it feels very personal, is that gratitude improves our self-esteem.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to that practice I was talking about where I journal, and I'm going to speak a lot about journaling next week.
Yeah.
But where I have forced myself to write a short list of things that I'm proud of in myself. It's incredibly powerful and uncomfortable for me to do that. But that type of gratitude can genuinely impact the way we think of ourselves. And the way we think of ourselves can impact the way we treat other people, the way that we interact with other people, the way that we view ourselves within our community, the way we view our worth, our opinions, all of these things.
Mm.
Just by choosing to be grateful about something of ourselves every day. So I know self-esteem and self-confidence is something that a lot of people struggle with,
yeah.
So maybe make one of those items in your pre-bed list something about yourself.
Self, yeah.
The way you dealt with a particular problem that day, or the way you smiled when you really didn't want to, the way you greeted your kid with a hug in the morning even though you were tired and they were up early, the way you made space.
I love that example.
But that's one of the things that I learnt when our daughter was a baby. Someone said, greet your child first thing in the morning the way you would like to be greeted. Because so it was so easy to kind of grumble and groan and say, I'm exhausted, I just need a coffee, don't be awake yet.
Mm.
But to choose to greet them in that way. Sorry, that's not related to gratitude, but that's why that example sneaks into my examples all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So I think there's a lot to go on here and a lot of reasons why gratitude is a really useful, powerful strategy in finding mindfulness, finding peace amidst a busy period in life.
Yeah.
And if you're playing along, let us know what that looks like for you. Maybe let us know. Post something on Instagram. Use the hashtag slow experiment. Let us know one thing you're grateful for this week.
Mm. I'm going to have to say gratitude is one of the top three things that I think slow living has taught me.
Really?
Yep. Active listening, gratitude, and I haven't decided on the other one yet.
Okay. Well, I will wait with bated breath to see what the third one is.
I will reveal all in our last episode of the year. All right.
Have a great week, guys. And I just want to say, actually, I'm grateful for everyone who listens to this show. I'm grateful for every one of you that I have met over the past few months. It has been so wonderful to put faces to the names and to the numbers of people that we see listening. And I'm genuinely so grateful for you.
On behalf of the listeners, I'm grateful for you for giving your time and energy during that time.
You okay?
Obviously, the importance of gratitude is being able to communicate effectively.
I don't think it's got anything to do with it. Thank you, guys.
Who is that? Hi, Puck Pass.